Welcome on into ESPN West Palm. Today, we are joined by Dr. John Roberts, the medical director of thoracic surgery at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network. Dr. Roberts specializes in invasive treatment of lung and other thoracic cancers and is heavily involved in the hospital's robotic surgery program. Doc, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Now, Dr. Roberts, you've been doing, obviously, this for decades, and you've seen a lot of changes in medicine. When you first became a surgeon, did you ever imagine you'd be operating with this kind of robotic technology that you're using today?
No, not at all. I mean, it's interesting. So I finished training now about 30 years ago, and at the time, the standard training was to do most of this surgery with large incisions. And then me and my mentor developed one of the techniques for doing them in a minimally invasive way, the way laser gallbladders have been done. And then robotic surgery came on about 10, 15 years ago. And it really has changed a lot of the way we approach different diseases.
Dr. John Roberts, a thoracic surgeon at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest. Now, Dr. Roberts, people hear the term robotic surgery, and they might picture the robot like doing the entire operation. What does the robotic thoracic surgery actually mean? Are you controlling it? And maybe what are some other things that the robot is doing while we're doing these new kind of procedures?
Yes, the robot's just a tool, so the surgeon's always in control of it. The main benefits to the robot are you can do basically everything your hand or finger can do as far as bending, curving, lifting, all the different movements you can make. Those are things we could not do without with the previous technology. It also has, it's a binocular scope and it's magnified, so you can actually see things better than you can even with a large incision. And the a lot of the techniques allow us to do things that we simply just couldn't do with the other minimally invasive approaches, and especially compared to, you know, thoracotomy, full incisions.
Director Dr. John Roberts of thoracic surgery at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network is our guest, talking new technology within the world of thoracic surgery. Now, Dr. Roberts, certainly the technology is interesting, and Delray Medical Center actually became the first in the world to receive the Center of Excellence robotic-assisted bronchoscopy. Now, partner, if I said any of that wrong, I'm at your mercy, but what exactly is robotic bronchoscopy, and why is this such a big development for you guys down there in Delray?
No, that's really, that's very close. We say bronchoscopy.
Thank you.
But robotic bronchoscopy or navigational bronchoscopy has actually been a technology sort of pioneered by the interventional pulmonologists that I work with, Dr. Milan, Dr. Gutierrez, and surprisingly, Dr. Lung, or maybe not surprisingly, Dr. Lung.
Right.
But it's a different type of robot than I use standardly. It's made by the same company, and it's designed to go inside the airway, whereby they basically make a high-resolution CAT scan of the chest so that they can create a map and essentially get a GPS direction to be able to find very small spots in the lungs so that we can diagnose cancers earlier, operate on them when they're smaller, and then give patients a better chance of cure. And we do this program, we call it Lung in a Day. It's basically one of the issues with cancer in general, but lung cancer in particular, is that sometimes the suspicion for the diagnosis occurs long before the diagnosis is actually made. I'm sure a lot of your listeners will have friends or family or personal stories where, you know, somebody told them they might have cancer and it took them 3 or 4 months to determine that. We can now, again, with one of my colleagues, they'll go in, identify the lesion, biopsy it, prove it's cancer, and then at the same procedure, we can turn them onto their side, which is how we do the lung surgery, and take the cancer out. So we can do all of that diagnosis workup, that sort of thing, in a day, and then people just have to recover from the surgery, which is 2 to 3 days in the hospital.
Now, Doc, how small of an abnormality in the lung can you potentially reach and biopsy now with the new kind of technology?
Yeah, this is, I say this, and it's still kind of hard for me to wrap my brain around it because of my history, but these guys can hit 5 or 6 millimeter size cancers.
Wow.
Now, we typically, the threshold for getting really involved, unless you're quite sure otherwise, is about 8 millimeters, which is about, you know, a third of an inch. So nine things that small.
Dr. John Roberts, Medical Director of Thoracic Surgery at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest. All right, Doc, let's talk about maybe the person that's listening. Say maybe they're 55 or 60. They smoked when they were younger, but they feel completely fine. In your eyes, Doc, who should actually be getting screened for lung cancer in your eyes?
So anybody... The Medicare guidelines are anybody between 55 and 80 who has any significant smoking history. So either current smokers or former smokers. And then, of course, anybody that has symptoms. We're seeing more and more patients, you know, probably now 15 to 20% of our lung cancer patients have no history of smoking. But the other 80% do. And so the those people should get a scan once a year.
Now, Doc, can you explain maybe how someone who's never smoked before could get lung cancer? Is it all hereditary?
Well, there's probably three primary ways. One is secondhand smoke. So if you live with someone who's a smoker, you get exposed to enough. You know, back in the day, if everybody in your office smoked, you could get it. The second is what's called radon exposure. So we don't have much of it in Florida, or at least on the coast, because you typically radon is a gas that's given off in the earth. And houses with basements can have high levels of radon. And you can get lung cancer that way. The third is radiation exposure of any type. So if someone has radiation for something 20 years ago, related to their chest or middle of their chest, they're at risk of cancer. And then the last one, of course, is just bad luck. There's certain certain folks that have genetic susceptibilities, so it's just bad luck.
Now, obviously, Doc, we talk about athletes all the time here on ESPN 106.3. Does being physically fit actually offer meaningful protection against serious lung disease, or could someone who exercises, looks healthy, and feels healthy still develop it without knowing?
Well, exercise always helps not only prevent these things, but help you be able to get through whatever treatment's necessary. So that's always a good thing.
Now, Doc, for somebody who if say someone needs like a part of their lung removed, on their first thoughts, you know, their first thoughts have to be, well, what's life going to look like after it? And obviously now getting into maybe more of the more serious stuff that you could do. Can someone get back to, say, exercising, playing golf, even though they go through a serious procedure like this?
Oh, absolutely. We've had patients on the golf course within 2 weeks of having procedures like this.
Wow.
There's a lot we do on the front end. You know, typically we've got to specifically evaluate heart and lung function to see if someone's healthy enough to have lung surgery. And there's several ways we do that. But if they are, you know, you can get back to within 2 to 4 weeks doing everything you used to do.
Now, Dr. John Roberts, Medical Director of Thoracic Surgery at Delray Medical Center at the Palm Beach Health Network, is our guest. Now, Doctor, you've been treating cancer patients for decades, and what kind of frustrates you the most when it comes to what patients had done 6 months or maybe a year before they ever walked into your office? Is there something that frustrates you maybe with some patients and maybe some trends out there when it comes to what you do?
Well, yes, I guess I wouldn't say frustrated so much as saddens me, if you know what I mean. But for instance, we'll have folks that either are smokers or were smokers. And we've been trying to get this information about screening, the one that we touched upon a little bit earlier, about how important it is. One of the points I meant to make earlier that I forgot to is that, you know, most women know about getting screened for breast cancer with mammography, and most men know about getting screened for prostate cancer with blood test. But it's been proven that the benefit of getting screened for lung cancer is greater than the benefit of being screened for either of those cancers. So if you've got folks out there that are either current smokers, former smokers, they should be getting a scan once a year to see what's going on, just like if they're a female, they're getting mammograms once a year.
Now, Doc Roberts, if someone who's listening, is your advice, maybe someone that's worried about lung cancer, if you could tell them one thing, is it as simple as just getting screened, and take it from there?
That's the main thing you can do. Well, that's just the secondary thing. Probably the main thing to do is if you're still smoking, stop smoking. The secondary thing, even if you can't stop smoking, is to get screened. The third is probably, again, to stay active, because treatments for any significant cancer are a big physiological stress. And the healthier you are, the more likely you can tolerate the treatments that are necessary.
Now, we appreciate Dr. John Roberts, once again, Medical Director of Thoracic Surgery at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network, joining us on ESPN West Palm today. Thank you for shedding so much insight on this information, Doc. Before I let you go, though, the massive sports fan that I am, you went to Duke. Partner, you know, the Duke basketball, I have a lot of buddies who grew up, you know, I'm from the Northeast Ohio area, the Cleveland area. They have nothing to do with North Carolina, and they grew up Duke fans. It's one of those programs that is one of the best year in and year out. Do you have a favorite Duke basketball memory back when you were attending Duke University? Is there something that's maybe it was a game you went to, meeting one of the players, maybe meeting Coach K? Is there a specific memory that you have locked into your mind about Duke basketball?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I met Coach K, and he's a gentleman and a scholar. But the main memory I have is that, and I don't know if I get the year right, but it's the when Duke was playing Kentucky, and I'll make some enemies with Kentucky fans. But it's the play that anybody over 30 years of either Duke or Kentucky will know about, where, you know, Grant made this long pass down three-quarters of the field where Duke was trailing by 1 point, and Leitner hit this turnaround fadeaway jump shot at the free throw line to win it. That I think for any Duke fan over 30 or even 20, that's probably our favorite memory.
The shot, 1992, the Elite Eight.
That's right.
How could we forget one of the more legendary shots in the history of college basketball? Now, my uncle went to Kentucky. I can't mention that, you know, around him, but certainly, I mean, Doc, just at the time she kind of, you know, Coach K kind of took over after that, too. So one of the more legendary plays, certainly, in college basketball history. Listen, Dr. Roberts, I appreciate you taking time with us in your busy schedule. Get back to helping people, partner. You're a superhero, and we appreciate you on ESPN West Palm today, okay?
All right. Thanks so much for your time.
Yep. That was Dr. John Roberts, Medical Director of Thoracic Surgery at Delray Medical Center with the Palm Beach Health Network. Taking a timeout, and we're going to come right back on ESPN West Palm today.